Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Thursday morning. Well, another day, another Sixers game. Seltzer, what are the next few words?
Another loss.
That is exactly correct. They were the next few words. Another loss. 1-6 now for the 76ers. Late last night, obviously out in L.A. Look, Eagles and the Cowboys in 3 days. We'll get into that. Jason Kelce and Angelo, both part of today's show. Jason Kelce in studio starting around 7:30 for an hour. Angelo, who tonight goes into the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame, will join our program at 8:40. So we got a lot to do. So much of it with you on the phone lines. And by the way, we're going to be heaviest on the phone lines early in the show. So I'd encourage you to get in early today if you're inclined to do so. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Only 35% of countries worldwide adjust their clocks seasonally.
So when you said worldwide, as opposed to universe-wide?
No, as opposed to like, national.
What does that mean?
As opposed to national.
I think he meant opposed to national.
I'm just being a horse's hiney.
As opposed to...
Maybe I'll be that guy today.
Hemispherically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just trying to be
specific. So what is it, 35% they got what?
35% of the world, yep. They don't adjust their clocks.
Because they're smart.
No daylight savings.
The daylight savings concept that we've just stepped into... It doesn't
so
apply.
Tired of it. So
doesn't
tired
apply
of it.
To 30. Only 35% of the world.
Yep.
Adjusts their clock,
and we're one of
this.
Them.
We're in the minority.
Yeah, we are.
Certainly are.
That's an interesting fact. James, the Sixers 1-6. You think it'd be this bad? I mean, this is
dude. Especially like
bad.
It's one thing when George and Embiid are out,
right.
But you can't beat that. You got smoked by the Clippers.
And you're supposed
Paul George and Max. Well, I mean, that should be good enough to be like a solid team.
I agree, James, especially with a improved bench.
Now, honestly, like, I don't think we're making a big enough deal about how bad they've been.
Yeah,
you're so right.
Right, it's crazy. All right, so if you want to react, I know a lot of people listening right now, perhaps you didn't stay up late enough to watch the Sixers last night, but it was bad. And they're bad. Now, they'll get better, and they'll make the playoffs. As long as Joel plays enough games, they'll make the playoffs.
Joel Embiid is not playing.
No, I know.
That,
but it's not
sort of.
But John, it's not.
But they should be good enough with George and Maxey. Like, they're supposed to have two of the top, like, 20, 25 guys in the NBA,
right,
and you can't. You're 1-6.
And Andre Drummond's.
You're losing to James Harden and the
solid
Clippers.
Center.
Hey,
like, what are we doing?
Andre Drummond last night. Airballed a free throw.
He's been weird this year.
Bad.
He has been.
He has been.
I told you to pick him up in fantasy basketball. He's giving me nothing on my team. He's been horrible.
I love him. I think Andre Drummond has some of the softest hands I've ever seen. He's got gifts on the court. But
he should
for some
show them
reason,
at some point.
It doesn't feel like he was quite as ready for this season.
It's not good.
I can't believe it's very rare that you see the air ball from the free throw line.
No, I know. All right, so the Sixers thing obviously on the table as they sink to 1-6, 215-592-9494. So let's get into the Eagles as well. Eagles Cowboys Sunday. Now, the game loses an awful lot of luster for two reasons. One, Dallas isn't very good. And two, Dak Prescott isn't going to play. Now, it doesn't mean that it's still not a very important game to win, and that we still can't feel the juice of the Eagles-Cowboys thing. We do, but it's not, let's be real, you know, there's some edge off of this game, which makes it, frankly, easier for the Eagles, and in many ways, I think, from a previewing the game standpoint, less compelling. What's very compelling, and I think most important for this team this year, and frankly for the future of the whole franchise, is what Jalen Hurts is, or isn't. And he obviously has played better the last couple weeks. There's no question. And I give him a lot of credit for a strong rebound. I thought it was a very strong rebound the last 2 weeks in particular. I asked this question, John, to you and everyone today at 215-592-9494. Is Hurts back? Is Jalen Hurts back? And by the way, back to me is like 2022. He was all that and 27 bags of chips because he was top three in pro football, I thought. I think most of us thought. So is he back? And if the answer is no, but maybe close, how close do you think he is? John, take it away first. Where are you on Hurts? It's basically halfway through the year. It's been a strange halfway through the year, but much better lately. Where are you? Is the guy back?
Yes, the guy is back. Hell, yes, the guy is back. He is an elite NFL quarterback. I know I'd take Patrick Mahomes over Jalen Hurts, and that's all I know for sure.
Oh, that's,
because
that's,
Jalen Hurts, as he proved with the Week 5 bye, when he goes back in the lab and comes out again, he can improve himself and then improve his team, improve his offense. It's been a pleasure to watch since the bye, the way this offense has run and the way his body has functioned. Because I was told by my partner here that at 26, he was a decrepit, used up old man.
You weren't told
who
that.
Who no longer could run.
James, he makes up so much about what I say.
I think he's embellishing a little
bit on that
one. I get
your point. I thought that he had lost athleticism, and I felt
diminished
strong.
Athleticism, yes. I believe, is the phrase that you've used.
Exactly.
And what we're seeing is, detractors like you will say this schedule, the Browns, the Giants, the Bengals, the Jags, the teams made Jalen good, not Jalen.
Yeah,
Jalen had to do the preparation, put the work in, go out there and...
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Do what led to, what would you say, honed play, heightened mechanics, better, a lot more confident throws, a lot more competent reads. It feels like everything is sort of, yes, it's a month behind because training camp was non-existent, but Jalen's getting where he needs to get with reading the defense and declaring the mic and communicating that call to his offense. The protection is working really well, considering it's a turnstile up front with all these offensive linemen week after week after week, different guys coming through there. But Jalen and Jeff Stoutland and this offensive staff, they're figuring out a way to protect our quarterback in a way that just keeps getting better. He's taking snaps under center.
Yep.
Joe?
Yep.
Which
yep.
You also said I was not going to see because he just couldn't do it.
Well, it's not quite what I said. So here's what I said. I said I want to see them do it because I think it's an important part to help this team evolve and help him evolve. But I doubt it whether he would be effective at it. And so far,
well, now we're hearing stories that he's going to the coaches and saying, I want to do more of this.
Good.
I like the way this is affecting our offense, which is great. It's so great to hear.
Well, it has been. It's been more diversified. The attack has been more diversified.
The running game becoming more diversified. Yeah. It's not all RPO. It's not all ride and decide. It's not all, you know, it's you got some power, you got some zone read. It really is neat. And now we're using some of the short motion and the low motion into the flip underneath stuff that you see that's in vogue. You know, running back lined up outside, comes in short motion. Now it's the dish to him.
Yep.
On the underneath handoff, it's neat stuff. It's getting neater week by week, and it's sort of as Jalen and these players get a better foundation in what Kellen Moore wants to do. He feels more comfortable expanding things out more. Everyone feels more comfortable, and we're all happy because we watch it, and it's a good product.
Well,
against bad teams, though.
Well, against bad teams.
That's the kicker.
So it is. It's an interesting thing to try to figure out. And look, we're going to know more in a month, and we're going to know more in a year, you know, one way or the other. Here's where I'm at with Jalen Hurts, and obviously you can weigh in, 215-592-9494. Is he back? In my opinion, no. Has he played better than September? Absolutely. Absolutely. I am encouraged. I am more encouraged today than I was 2 weeks ago, clearly. I do take the victories against some of these lousy teams with a grain of salt. Now, it doesn't mean lousy team can't have a good defense. I mean, Myles Garrett for Cleveland might be the best defensive player in pro football. That guy's a handful to deal with. And, you know, just because you beat Cleveland and they stink doesn't mean Myles Garrett stinks. So I recognize that. Look, the no turnovers thing has been fantastic. The deep ball has consistently, for his entire tenure here, been outstanding. I mean, he throws. It's not Randall deep ball quality, but it might be two or three that I've seen in Eagles history. I thought Donovan Michael Vick threw a good one. I mean, the Eagles have had some really good deep ball quarterbacks. Jalen Hurts is really good at it. And it doesn't matter you can't throw the ball 70 yards like Josh Allen. How many times you throw a 70-yard pass in a game? That 35 to 47-yard pass, which is kind of what a deep ball, you know, that range often is. Like, he's really good at it.
He drops it right in there, man.
He does. I'm very, very, very impressed by that.
He's been so confident with it also.
Well,
he'll take the shots.
Totally.
No questions
totally.
Asked. And I don't remember misses. That it's
rare.
It's so infrequent.
It's rare.
That
yeah.
he misses.
Yeah.
Joe, that's strange. Every team I was ever on, you got used to, you know, like someone's running free and
sure.
you know, third and long, he missed them.
Just barely missed, yeah, I know.
I don't remember that happening.
Well, it's got a little bit of a McNabb thing to it. So here's the thing, Donovan was great at a deep ball also, but it was the intermediate stuff. It was the worm burners on the 9-yard pass, the swing pass to a running back, bang, kill another worm. So
you're checked down, and there was a touch problem
right.
at times
there was a touch
because
problem.
He had a massive arm.
He threw too hard.
Yeah. So this one's different because I don't think it's a touch issue with Jalen on the negative side. I think it's a timing issue with Jalen. You know, I was struck by, I thought he played much better the other day. The 4th-and-3, if you haven't seen it, you know, certain angle. I mean, he had A.J. Brown earlier, clearly. And he waited. He waited about an extra close to a second. And that second enabled the defender to be able to close the gap on a ball that was like not quite zipped in there and ultimately an incompletion. And, you know, the whole town comes down on Sirianni. You know, how dare you call 4th-and-3? Let's go for it. Well, if Jalen had just done what he should have done, which is throw it sooner, it would have been a conversion pretty easily, actually. So I am struck by a few things. He's better. He's not back. I wholeheartedly disagree, John, when you talk about consideration that he's perhaps only right behind Mahomes. I think that's ridiculous. I don't think he's elite. But he does look more athletically sprightly, which is great. And, you know, time will tell how good ultimately he is. I still have a strong degree of skepticism, but I'm encouraged.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.